Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve Stribling, with a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending April 14th, 2017. It's quite a time for retail in the United States. Every week, sometimes more often, major chains announce closures or sometimes complete shutdowns. So far, there have been 9 retail bankruptcies in 2017, as many as in all of 2016. JCPenney, Radio Shack, Macy's, and Sears, for example, have each announced more than 100 store closures. Sports Authority is gone, Payless is going, and who knows who's next. Of course, some amount of churn is normal for retail. Tastes change, retailers make strategic errors, or the economy catches up with them. But this time is a little different. Retailers are shutting stores and employees as if there were a recession. But there's no recession. Arguably, 3 factors are at work. 1, online retail, especially for certain sectors. The internet has drunk the milkshake of electronics stores, for instance. Also, there were too many shopping centers developed in the 1990s, and now that overhang is back to haunt the industry. Finally, and less certainly, millennials value experiential purchases more than previous generations did. And while you buy those experiential things, you don't buy them in a store. Anyway, that brings me to the monthly sales numbers. 1 month a trend doesn't make, but in any case, U.S. retail and food services sales were down 0.2% in March compared with February, according to the Census Bureau. Factoring out car sales, total retail sales were the same month over month. Compared with a year ago, however, sales were up by 5.2%. Also, retail sales during the first quarter of 2017 did gain ground, again up 5.4% compared with the same quarter in 2016. Most categories of retail were down for the month, with the largest drop among building material and garden equipment suppliers, down 1.5%, which is possibly linked to lousy weather in some parts of the country. Other losing categories for the month included car dealers, gas stations, sporting goods stores, food service, and drinking places. Up were electronics and appliances stores, which have been suffering lately, though they gained 2.6% in March compared with February, but they're still down for the year. Other gainers in March included grocery stores, clothing stores, and even department stores, up 0.2% for the month, but down 4.5% compared with this time last year. Most categories were sales winners compared with March 2016, including cars, food and beverage, restaurants, even furniture stores. Non-store sales, that is, internet sales, continued to remain hot for the year, according to the Census Bureau, gaining 11.9% since this time last year. That's all for this week. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those excellent websites.